Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen. Let us say amen again.
Amen again.
For truly, it is a privilege to be here. I would like to highlight a very... very familiar scripture.
Nothing like familiar.
If you don't know this one, then amen. Find a Sunday school near you.
Amen. It's still available.
The book of Philippians.
Well,
the third chapter.
Number three.
And the 14th verse.
Yes, sir.
Yolanda.
Yes.
Read.
I press toward the goal.
I've been working for
the prize.
For that prize.
Yes.
Of the upward call.
That upward call.
Of God.
Of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Sounds good to me, Red.
For a few minutes this morning,
well,
speak, sir.
I would like to talk from the topic. It's your time. It's
your time. It's your time. Talk
my
to
time.
Me.
Brother For Real, this weekend, my attention was captured.
Okay.
And I became captivated by the 2012 Olympics.
Oh, speak yes,
well, sir.
Yolanda, these great athletes have been working for years.
Yeah.
They have been training, toiling, eating right for this moment.
This moment, yes. Reverend, this moment.
Blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice.
Yeah.
Are just a few words you hear when they tell their stories.
I know they do, Reverend.
Saturday, I was watching the cycling event.
Oh, yeah.
100 meters away from the finish line, the leader took her eyes off the finish line.
What'd you say, Reverend?
Look back.
Huh?
And ended up losing the race.
Don't look back.
Didn't lose because she wasn't good enough.
Well,
come on now.
She lost because she took her eyes off the prize.
She got her eyes off the prize.
Immediately, this led me to the book of Philippians.
Well,
come on, son.
Because in the Christian Olympics,
yes, sir. Yes.
Some of us have been turning the other cheek.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've been praying for our enemies.
Yes, sir. Right.
We've been studying to show ourselves approved.
Right.
We've been walking the straight and narrow, for a time such as this.
Such as this, Reverend.
And now that you are on the brink of breaking that generational curse.
On the brink.
Right
now that you are on the ledge of life more abundantly.
Yes, sir.
Now that you are a step away from your new season.
Just one step.
God sent me to tell you, don't look back.
Don't look back.
Keep pressing.
Well,
yes.
What you have been praying for is right there in front of you.
Right there. I see it, Reverend.
Keep pressing.
Yes, sir.
Don't get scared now.
No.
Keep pressing.
Well,
don't second guess yourself.
Come on now.
Keep pressing.
Yes, sir. Reverend.
Can I tell you the way Luther Boss told us?
People tell us,
you've
Reverend.
Been faithful.
What?
Yes.
You've been true.
Yes, uh-huh. You have.
And you've done all.
Yes, sir.
You can do.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And for your faithfulness.
What is it, Reverend?
It's your time.
Yes, sir.
Is it anybody's time in here?
Right here, Reverend.
I said, is it anybody's time in here?
Right here, Reverend.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Show him what time it is, Reverend.
No, he's all right.
Sir, it's your season, Reverend.
No, he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Whose time is it?
It's my your time. Time. It's
yes,
my
sir.
Time.
It's our time, Reverend.
The time is now.
It's yes, time it is. Is now.
Yeah.
It's our time.
We are right on the ledge.
Yes, sir. Yes, right on the ledge.
We're right on the brink.
Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Oh,
when I saw that girl look back and that girl passed up, I said, oh.
She didn't turn to a pillar.
What you looking back
she didn't turn to a pillar. So
forgetting those things with your behind.
But what?
Pressing.
Yeah. She probably wish she could go back to America.
No.
And get out of there.
It's like, no, are
let
you
me go back
serious?
Home. Start over.
My God.